Christ Jesus. I greet you from the lovely state of New Mexico in the United States. And gosh, it is gorgeous out here as far as a state, as far as a place with beautiful just scenery. I mean, it's incredible. The lighting in this place is amazing in the mornings and the evenings. Beautiful place, and I greet you from God's green earth, the creation that God has made, the places that He has called us to enjoy and to look up and to glorify God. You know, we live in an amazing world, and man was intended in the world that he lived in. Man was intended to find a place of balance with creation, to find a place of balance in life. You know, God's original instruction to Adam in the garden was to have dominion, you know, over creation. But at the same time, you know, that came with responsibility. So God put him in charge, you know, in the garden. God gave him responsibility over and gave him some stewardship over what had to happen in the earth. Now, when God set things up, you know, everything, all the a lot of things were taken care of when it came to stuff like weather, when it came to stuff like the food supply, when it came to a lot of other things. God had already put those things in place in the earth in a way that was in balance for both mankind and the creation, and it would continue to go on and on, you know, without issue. But you know, one thing is that man, and in life, you know, knowing what is your responsibility, and then knowing what is not your responsibility, and to not mess with the things that that are not ours to mess with, because you know when people go and they screw around with the stuff that God never intended for them to mess with, there's a lot of issues that they end up coming up against. Because see, here's the thing: you get into areas which are outside the grace of God for you to be able to work with or to have anything to do with. So, for example, when this issue of geoengineering, which is something that's going on in the world, and there is a lot of legitimate research, you know, out there as well that shows what people are doing, as well as some stuff that's not so factually based. But you know, this is man trying to create and to manipulate the stuff that God has put in place and the cycles and nature that God has put in place, and the end result of it is, especially as a bunch of people get involved into something like this, as a bunch of nations get involved with practices like that, the end result is that man is making a mess of the earth. And where does that leave people? Well, that leaves people living on a planet that's increasingly being destroyed by those that should be in positions to protect. You know, when God gave Adam dominion, you know, and you know, he was given responsibility in the garden, there's certain things that you understand from that as far as the call for all mankind. And we were called to be good stewards. We were called to be those that would look out for creation, not destroy it. So, but that's part of the delusion that Satan also does with people. And this is also what happens when people don't know the truth. This is what happens when people don't know the Word. See, when you don't know the Word and when you don't know the truth, you start getting into things that you should never get into. You start going down a path that is dangerous, both to you and to everybody else that's around you and everybody that would be under your authority. And, you know, even if you got what you thought you wanted, you get something that's way outside your ability to cope as you continue to go forward in life. You know, the enemy, his you know, when he wanted to be God, Ezekiel 28 and Isaiah 14 talk about the fall of Lucifer and why he fell. You know, I mean, he was, you know, an incredible, incredible angel that God had made. And he had, you know, even with musical instruments being incorporated into his being, he was just beautiful. But he, in his own mind, started getting puffed up and thought that he could be like God. And, you know, in that rebellion that he instituted, you know, there was a third of the angels that fell with him. And, you know, those that were looking to him and deceived by him that fell with him. And the shame of it is that, you know, he didn't get very far in his whole thing. And that's why he's stuck down here on earth now for a window. And people that are falling for the same trick over again. And after, you know, this round here on this earth, they go down one more notch. They end up in hell. So, you know, he's on a downward slide, is what I'm saying. The devil and his angels are on a downward slide, and they're taking anybody and everybody with them that will choose to go with them that way and choose to follow the lie. And you can see the manifestations of the works of the devil in all that goes on the earth and those that follow him. So when you get people, for example, when somebody lies, here's a simple thing. The devil is the father of all lies, right? Right. So when somebody lies, they're attesting, they're telling you point blank who their father is. Because the devil is the father of all lies, they are the offspring of the devil. So, you know, when it comes to people that are like world leaders, for example, leaders in this world system, I should say, if they're a liar, you know, they're a child of the devil. That's simple. It shouldn't be a surprise. So when children of the devil do things in accordance with their father. See, we serve God. We serve our Heavenly Father. We serve the one that's the one that wins. All right? We serve the living God. We serve the one that has given us life and truth. And you know, the one that the stone that the builders have rejected has become the cornerstone. The people that have tried to get rid of and put out the light, reject Jesus, they've lost. And they know they've lost deep down inside. You know, the call, though, for us as followers of Christ is to make the truth known, to let people know that, you know what, even if you've gone the wrong way, you know, repent, turn, be saved, you know, be baptized for the remissions of your sins. Just realize that that is a dead way, and it's a way full of sorrow. There's nothing there for you. And turn and be saved. Turn. Come to Christ Jesus and ask Him to forgive you of your sins, to be your Lord, to be your Savior. You know, He died on the cross for us. And there are those that will appropriate that and will receive that and be saved and will walk out an abundant life. And there are those that will reject that, continue on in the way of the world, continue on in a way of sorrow, where all of their works will be meaningless, all of their life efforts will amount to nothing, all of their dreams and hopes will die as they slave to a system that unapologetically will weed them out of existence. You know, what a horrible choice. Honestly, what a horrible choice. What a horrible decision, I should say, because the choice is there. But here's the thing. When you go the way of Christ, you have to go all in. You can't have a partial thing with Him. Because any place where you hold back or you have any reservation and you don't go all in with Christ, those will be the access points that the enemy will continue to destroy your life. And this is why the call for the children of God is, hey, all in. You know, you can't hold anything in reserve. You have to let go of your own personal agenda. And for the people that try to hide that personal agenda or to make it something that is cloaked, you know, and there's a lot of people that do that. There's a lot of people that cloak their personal agenda. For all of them, God sees through that, and He will allow your circumstances to ramp up until all of that is burned out of you, if you be somebody that truly loves Him. And you may spend your whole life in that, or otherwise sell out completely to Christ Jesus and then follow Him for real, and then you can move through that quick, and you can actually get on with life. You can actually get on with the abundant life. Look, there are people that I know, right, that they've received Jesus as their Savior, I should say, but there are things in their life that they also want more than God. And so they cloak those in a spiritual veil. They cloak those in a lot of, you know, brother, God bless you, and you know, and oh, I just want to do this for the glory of God. I just want to have this for the glory of God. I just want to do that to praise God. Oh, I want to get all this money so that I can go give back to whoever, to give to the kingdom. You know, all that. Look, listen. If there is, if there are the seeds of deception inside of that, if there are the things of the enemy that will be used to access and to target your life, then God, by His grace and by His love for you, will not allow those particular areas to be that stumbling block. What He'll do is He will allow you to see that that is your Achilles heel. Like the rich young ruler, you know, who had done everything right. But then when Jesus said, hey, all right, if you want to be perfect, go sell everything and then come follow me. And that now, why did He tell him that, and other people He told them something different? You know, He didn't have to say that to others. There were other people that He didn't have to say that to. There were others that they followed Him just fine. They didn't have to. They just left it all because they realized that He was the truth. So why did He say that to the rich young ruler? He said, first go sell, you know, all, and then come follow me. Well, because for him, that those possessions, that wealth that he had, that place in the world that he had, you know, he wanted to serve two masters, and you can't. You know, he wanted to be a good boy with the world. He wanted to be good with the world and good with God. That's what he wanted. He wanted to be good with the world and good with God. And it doesn't work like that. That's why he went away sorrowful. He tried to be good with the world and good with God. It didn't work. What did Jesus say? He said, go sell it all and then come follow me. And he went away sorrowful because Jesus revealed in his own heart, he revealed where this guy was at. And he revealed to him that he was not right. He was not ready. And he revealed to him his Achilles heel, the thing that was keeping him from becoming and being what God intended him to be. And his free choice was to choose to reject that. Now, here's the thing. Do you think that if he would have followed Jesus, that Jesus wouldn't have provided for him? Do you think that he wouldn't have had an abundant life? Do you think that he would have missed anything of any significance in the whole long-term situation that he would have ended up living out in this life? No. God does not shortchange his people. But he will put them through a season of being fired and tested and tried and molded and just like pottery, you know, you know, and the silversmith and the goldsmith and all. You will go through all of that because God is preparing you and making you to be a reflection of him in the earth. You know, we all, like Christ Jesus, you know, we are ambassadors for the kingdom in our time in the earth. And God has put us in the earth and allowed us this time here and this window here. And, you know, in this time, you know, you can be that reflection of the truth in the earth. And people need that. You know, they need you to shine bright, because when you shine bright and you continue forward strong in the things of God, and the blessing of God flows in and through your life, and people realize that there is another way, then they realize, okay, you know what? Okay, you know, their God is God. And when they realize that your God is God, because they attribute it to that it's just got to be God that's got his hand on your life, then they will turn and seek him. So the case for the rich young ruler, you know, do you think that at this moment, right now, that he wishes he could have made a different decision? Probably. You know? I mean, if he continued on in that same track, same decision, absolutely. You know, perhaps later on, you know, as things progressed and the kingdom continued to move, and maybe, you know, he would have, somewhere along the way, you know, with the apostles and the kingdom and all of that, maybe he would have seen, wow, I really should have followed Jesus back then when I had the chance, but I can do it now. And he did it, you know, and maybe that happened for him. And you know what? Maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe he never got that choice again. Maybe he woke up dead the next day and found himself in a Christless eternity. You know, maybe a lot of things happened with him. You don't know. I mean, these things are recorded in the scriptures because they show us, they give us enough there for you to make a decision, for me to make a decision, for me to make a choice, and this day to live with the consequences of those choices. Listen, Jesus came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. He came that you might have life. He wants you to have life. He wants you to have an abundant life. He doesn't want you to have an unfulfilled life. You know, the one that wants you to have the unfulfilled life is the devil. The one that came into this world to destroy you, to lie to you, to steal from you, to deceive you, to undermine everything that you are. You know who that is? That's the devil. That's the prince of the power of the air. That's the god of this world. That's the devil. That one came to destroy you. And to the extent that you walk with and follow his lie and go and become part of his kingdom, is the extent to which you are a slave and destroyed, and everything that you ever hoped for is ruined. Listen, the devil sells a pack of lies to people continually. Whether it is, here's what you'll get if you'll be, if you play ball by my rules within business, or within politics, or within the legal system, or within business, you know, anything, any manifestation of his world system, and entertainment, in the arts. Listen, God gives talents and abilities and skills and all kinds of amazing things to his people to exercise, to enjoy, to be a blessing in the earth, to provide healthy dominion for that which goes on the earth. You know, God, for the artist, God wanted you to be an incredible artist, and to paint, and to draw, and to take pictures, and to make movies, and to do all these things unto the glory of God. You know, for the ruler, he wanted you to govern with integrity and with wisdom that comes from him, so that you can make good decisions, so that the people that are part of your constituencies and part of the areas where you have responsibilities could live a better life and have a better situation to grow up in and a healthier way to live. You know, he didn't want you being in a situation where you, because you've gone the way of the world, or being blackmailed and being forced to put in all kinds of legislation that destroys people's lives, which for a lot of politicians, that's where they're at. You know, they've gone the way of the world, and all kinds of stuff is, all kinds of dirt is there on them, and they can't make a decision, and they're being demonized, and they're being tossed to and fro, and they're completely slaves, and they're destroying other people's lives all the time. And then, you know, when the devil's done with them, he will bury them, and they will be on their track straight to hell, and they will get another one to go do the next round of stuff. Listen, nobody that has gone the way of the world has ever, ever, ever won. Everyone that's gone the way of the world has lost. Everyone that's gone the way of the enemy has lost. The enemy loses. Listen, every now and then, you know, people might see one or two short-term situations and think that the enemy's doing, you know, that the enemy's got something going. But that's part of the deception. That's part of the lie of the enemy. Because certain things happen and certain things come up here and there. And, you know, if you were at the cross and you saw the situation with Jesus and the crucifixion, you know, unless you knew in your spirit the long-term plan of God, and what God was doing in that whole situation that Jesus had talked about before and had to explain after. But if you just saw it on a natural level, you know, you would have your questions. And there's a lot of things going on in the earth right now. If people just see things on a natural level, they have all kinds of questions. But listen, one, God is in control. Two, He wins. Three, His people are covered and He's taking care of them, and they will live. His true people, in the midst of the time that we live in right now, will live an abundant life regardless of what the world tries to do to them. They will live an abundant life. They will live and have what Jesus intended for them to have, even in such a time as this. Even in such a time as this, they will live an abundant life. They will have what God intends for them to have. But it comes on His terms. 100%. You can't go any less than that. You can't live any less than that. You can't walk any less than that. You know, God loves you. He loves His creation. He loves His people. And know the place that God has for you in the plan and purpose of God. And walk that out. Live that out. Know that. You know, each and every day is a blessing from Him. Each and every breath that you have is a gift from Him. And this life, as far as our time here in the earth, you know, whether it be 120 years, whether it be 20 years, you know, it's there, and then you're out, you leave. And we go on from this into the next part of our eternal plan and purpose. So you might as well use the window that you have here to be about the things of God, to be in step with the living God, to walk out the life and the truth that He intends for you. The world has nothing for you. It doesn't. I've seen plenty of what the world is and what the world is about, and all of it is empty. They're just blind guides, blind leading the blind. A bunch of slaves all walking together over the cliff. Jesus is the way out. Jesus is your way out. Walk with Him and make that truth known to others. And you know what? You all, every single one of you guys listening in here around the world, and we pray for you guys, by the way, we do. Every single one of you guys listening in here, you all have incredible God-given gifts. And God has put those gifts in you. And you've been called out. Respond to the call of God. Walk with Him. Walk with truth. Know Him. Love His voice. Be what God made you to be. And enjoy the journey. And exercise those gifts. But put those gifts before Him. Lay them down at His feet and let God use all of those gifts in an incredible way in your life. Don't let those gifts become your Lord. Don't let those gifts be in the wrong place in your existence, but rather let those gifts be a blessing, and let those gifts be offered up to God, and for that to be something that God can do something incredible with, and that His Spirit can be laced into it, that it's not used apart from Him, because Jesus said, apart from Me, you can do nothing. So you got to remain in the vine. You got to remain in truth. You got to remain in Christ Jesus. That's why the world works so hard to try to get you away from that. The world works to try to seduce you. The world works to try to detach you from the vine. And that's not what you want. That's not what you want. That's not what any of the truth seekers want. You want Christ Jesus. And as you desire Him and as you allow for Him to lead you, He will lead you out through and into an abundant life. And that is our prayer for you. God bless you. That's what our prayer is for you, that you would live the abundant life, not just be alive, but that you would live an abundant life. You would live out the intention and the plan and the purpose of God for you. And you know what? We are cheering you on in that. And we're doing that too. You know, we're living that out. You know, we're following God. And as we follow God, as we go through this life, you know, we share the journey openly like this, just because we know that it helps. And it's part of what God's call is for us right now. So, hey, fine, we'll do it. But know that God loves you. You know that God's with you. And know that there are others all over the world that walk with truth, love God, and desire His will, plan, and purpose. So with that understanding, be blessed. Be blessed. You know, just love it. Love it. Enjoy it. Enjoy God's plan and purpose. Be blessed. Ah, and know that God is in control. You know that God is in control. Know that God's plan and purpose is manifest. God's plan and purpose is continuing to grow and to fill the whole earth. And in this time, you're going to continue to see more and more and more of the will of God take place in and through the life and the world that we live in as we go forward with Him. So, hey, this day, we love you guys. You know, pray for us. We pray for you. Encourage each other in the walk and in the truth. And know that God is in control. All right. Hey, drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. You can reach us there. You can say hi on our Facebook page. And, hey, subscribe to the YouTube channel. We do have one. And we're putting up kind of cool clips from the road. You can also see those on the homepage of faithmix.com. But, you know, they'll just cycle through there. So whenever we get a chance, we just try to put something up and just show you a little bit of a visual of some of the places that we are. And, you know, just share the journey and know that we love you guys. And, hey, keep on keeping on. We'll talk to you again sometime really soon. God bless you. Love you. Bye.